This is Passport to Texas. As popularity of alligator gar increases in Texas, fisheries managers want to ensure the harvest of these fish is sustainable.
Due to increased interest and popularity and the fact that alligator gar have been extirpated from much of its native range, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department took steps in 2009 to protect and preserve the future of this species in Texas waters.
Greg Binion, a fisheries biologist, says a conservative one fish daily bag limit implemented by Parks and Wildlife in 2009 helped to restore quality trophy populations to several Texas fisheries, including Choke Canyon Reservoir near San Antonio.
Our management goal for this fishery is to enhance and protect the trophy component of this fishery, and we are using the one fish daily bag as one of the tools in our toolbox to accomplish this goal.
In the 1980s, this reservoir was commercially fished down to the point where the gar couldn't reach trophy size in large numbers. Now in a rebuilding phase, things are looking up for both alligator gar and anglers alike.
So most fish in the Choke Canyon population currently are 15 to 25 years old. We're very excited to see the next 10 years or so as these fish continue to grow and increase the numbers of trophy-sized fish in the population.
The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.